providing Houston sports radio excellence for 14 years and counting. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. KFNC and KFNC HD2 on Bellevue, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, it's 9:02 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 703-780-3776. All right, so would you like to see Justin Reed here in 4 years?
Yes.
Yes. He's a good young football player. Okay. Would you like to see Jonathan Greenard here in 4 years?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think so.
He's flashed.
He's shown potential. Yeah, absolutely.
No, he absolutely has flashed, hasn't he?
Hey, there's not a lot of guys that are making plays. Blacklock, probably not.
You don't. Okay, so that's a question, because he is a young player on this football team. That you don't think Blacklock, you don't want to see the Blacklock. What about Roy Lopez?
Yeah, Roy Lopez actually has some flashes.
Yeah,
I mean he was a late round day three pick, fifth or sixth. I think he's actually played pretty well. Blacklock, for the money you're paying him, not really. I'm looking at his PFF grades, for example. Overall grade is a 63. Run defense is a 60.6. Pass rush 67.9. I mean, you're not getting enough out of him for where you selected him. You're still fairly early in the process. You got year three coming up next year. My guess is I wouldn't care if Blacklock left. That's my guess. Greenard, I'm pretty happy with what I've seen from him so far.
Roy Lopez,
I think, has done a pretty good job. Like Nico Collins, I think Nico, I would say yes to.
There are zero young linebackers on this team.
Yeah.
Zero.
I would say yes to the dress on Nico Collins, but no.
Okay, four players.
For all your special teams linebackers.
Okay, Max Sharping.
Nope.
You know, Titus Howard.
Tentative, yes.
Yes. Okay, so that's five guys.
If he can stay healthy.
Brevin Jordan.
Yeah, sure, why not?
That's six. That's six players you'd like to see. Jimmy Morrissey.
Who's that now? What now?
He's a center out of Pitt.
No.
He was a seventh rounder.
No.
And, well, he's starting. He's your starting center now.
No, I didn't like him.
You didn't like him before, and now you don't like him anymore?
Is he 70? Like is him? He 78?
Is he number 78?
Yeah.
He's number 79.
You sure? I think Quessenberry started yesterday.
No. Jimmy Morrissey's your starter with Justin Britt down. Justin McCray is hurt.
They mixed and matched. Let me see here. That was Jimmy. That was Jimmy Morrissey.
Yeah,
I was watching.
Yeah,
no, it wasn't good.
What do you mean?
It was gross.
What are you talking about?
No,
Jimmy Morrissey. Okay, so we got six guys. We got six guys that you want to keep.
I want guys that can play.
Right. How about Lonnie Johnson Jr.?
You see what I said about
Jimmy. Lonnie Johnson Jr.?
Nope.
You don't want him. You don't want him.
Jimmy Morrissey I had is, what did I say about him? From walk-on to four-year starter, two-time team captain, Morrissey offers intelligence and durability. Teams look for in a center. However, teams look for more size and length from the position, and they're also asked to take on massive defense tackles. He's athletic fit for an outside zone team, but his size and average pass protection will hurt his chance of being drafted. I can tell you what, he did not look great from a pass protection standpoint yesterday. If that was more, I didn't realize that was Morrissey. Yeah, no. Why am I wasting my time on Morrissey? Out. Who else?
Lonnie Johnson?
No, gone.
Davis Mills.
Sure, back up. Sure. Why not?
That's seven guys.
Well, in 4 years, Davis Mills?
Yeah.
He has a backup. Whatever, that's fine.
Yeah, he's a backup. That's what you want.
Yeah.
That's it. You said yes to Nico.
Nobody
else at wide receiver.
I can't think of any.
Running back? You want Scotty Phillips here?
Nobody else running back.
Nobody at running back.
Dime a dozen running backs.
Nobody else on the offensive line. You want Titus Howard.
Probably nobody else on defensive tackle. Titus Howard. Yeah, I don't want Tunsil still here. Nobody at cornerback. These are all just fill-in replacements. And even if there's guys who can play, you're talking about 4 years. They better be core players. I don't see core players in that secondary. Maybe Justin Reed.
Maybe Justin Reed.
Let's just say in 2 years is fair, is more fair. How about in 2 years? It doesn't change for me in 2 years. In 2 years, if you're not moving towards your core players, then what are you doing? What are you doing? If you still have a bunch of Band-Aid type guys on this roster, there's no reason to just keep guys just to fill in dead space. You need to have better players. If a guy's the 47th man on a roster, you need to be looking for somebody who can be the 45th man and replace that 47th.
Okay, what would they? What? Okay, so who's the best player that we just mentioned? Of the seven guys you want to keep, who's the best football player?
I think it might ultimately be for value on a team, maybe, although you can find receivers, maybe Nico.
Nico. I was thinking Nico.
Maybe Nico.
Greenard.
Maybe Greenard. Those are the two that I thought of. Maybe Titus Greenard. Howard didn't give me those vibes at all.
So what man on the roster are those guys?
On a good team?
Yeah.
I mean, Nico is a wide receiver two, wide receiver three on a good team, provided he gets better. Greenard is your second best outside edge rusher. He's not your top rusher on a playoff team. Not typically.
No.
You want something better?
No, but so he's your 12 to.
You don't have a quarterback one, a wide receiver run one, a running back one. You have a left tackle. You have an OT one in Tunsil. You don't have an.
But not in 4 years. You don't have that. You don't have a young guy.
Let's say in two. I want to switch to 2 years.
Okay, even still, Tunsil won't be here in 2 years.
You don't think so?
Nope.
He could.
No, zero chance.
Well, even on this year's roster, like if you project it forward. Tunsil's your only
true.
He'll
be a free agent. Why would he sign here?
But Tunsil's your only true. He's an OT1. There's not a true OG1 or OC1. Not a QB1. Not a RB1. Not a wide receiver one. That includes Cooks. You know, he's not a wide receiver one on any teams. You don't have a pass rush one. You don't have a DT1. No linebacker one. Cornerback one. Not even safety one. Justin Reed's probably a second best safety.
On a good team.
On a good team, he might be three, but let's just say two. Let's say second. Let's say
no. You can win with Justin Reed as your second.
Second safety, but you need somebody to cover him up. So that's what you're dealing with. You don't even have. You had a QB one. You had a wide receiver one. Hopkins. You had at one point JJ was a pass rush one.
Oh gosh.
Or DT one. You
he
know,
was the best player.
Not even that far. Oh, I'm saying. He was best defense player in the league a few years back.
No.
As far as linebacker, no, you didn't have a true linebacker one, although I thought you were in pretty good shape with a healthy McKinney and a young Zach Cunningham. You're in pretty good shape with those guys. I mean, you're so devoid of functional talent to compete at a high level that it's not even funny. This is why Nick Caserio really can't miss. I mean, he really cannot miss on draft picks. He has to get at least singles. The Blacklock stuff, that can't happen because that's not good enough. Ross Blacklock isn't good enough for a pick that is an early second-round pick. That's just not good enough. You need guys who have a bigger impact on the game than him. He has no impact on the game.
Well, he did yesterday. He had a huge impact on the game with his penalties. His penalties just destroyed you. So, no, you're wrong. He had a huge impact on that game. Now, it wasn't in anything in a positive way, but he had... Those back-to-back penalties just were awful. were a backbreaker against. Well, I don't know how you're gonna beat. I don't know how you're gonna beat a Jets team. Not that Jets team. Not yesterday. And there aren't four teams in the league that could have beat that Jets team yesterday. You do not have a head coach one, GM one, VP of ops one, an owner. You don't have one. You don't have any ones.
No. Caserio might be. Let's let him try to build a roster. He literally has dog turds all over the place. He hasn't had a first round pick. He hasn't had a second round pick. Let's be fair here and give Caserio a chance to build a team. He has not even had a first or second round pick. He's had one draft, but a team that was completely dysfunctional, an outlandish quarterback situation, and a terrible roster and bad cap situation. I'm willing to give Caserio a chance. He can't go 2 years ago from a hot GM prospect to a guy who, you know, is not capable of being a GM.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens with Deshaun, and we'll see how his draft goes.
Yeah. Hey, let me tell you something.
He handled after getting the draft picks that you get for Deshaun, after getting the draft picks that your own draft picks, which are going to be really, really high, you better have three or four.
I think we can judge him after 2023. I think that's pretty fair. He will have had draft picks. He will have had moves. We will know. We'll have a good idea of what direction he's headed in. Ballard had a bad draft his first year. The next year he came back with two All Pros, Darius Leonard and Quentin Nelson as draft picks. His two draft picks in the first and second round were All Pros as rookies. So he had a bad quarterback situation going on with Andrew Luck at that particular time. Let's give Nick a chance. Let's give Nick a chance. Cully's not the answer. We know the youth pastor's not any kind of an answer for anything. We know the roster's bad. Let's give Nick a chance. But I'll just tell you, with all these picks now, I think Nick did the right thing and not panicking with, when Jay Glazer's out there, he was offered three first rounders and three third rounders, blah, blah, blah. Nick Casera's like, I'm just sitting tight. After yesterday's football, how many teams need quarterbacks now?
Oh, my gosh.
Like I was preaching before, Saints are in desperate need of a quarterback.
Oh, my gosh.
The Eagles now are in desperate need of a quarterback. That was terrible by Jalen Hurts.
Well,
Rager didn't help him.
Rager. No, but they Hurts, win that game.
Hurts isn't the answer.
No, he's not the Hurts answer, but the Rager answer. Killed him.
Rager killed him. They hate Rager right now in Philadelphia.
Well, they should.
But Hurts isn't the answer. Ben Roethlisberger is completely washed. Jared Goff is finished. There are so many teams that need quarterback right now, and if Deshaun will just settle, pay that man Busby his money, and pay settle once that gets done, it is going to be an unbelievable
windfall for the Houston Texans.
Yeah, for the Texans, because as long as Deshaun will open it up a little bit, the no trade clause.
Yeah,
because guess what? Tua has 27 touchdowns over his 16 starts. If you count all 16 starts.
They're in the playoff hunt again.
Are they really?
Yeah.
How many wins do they have? Are they up to five or four?
They got five wins now. They're in the playoff hunt, brother. Just love them.
Tua is playing a little bit better football.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan Marino supposedly wanted to push for Tua.
They're in the hunt.
They're technically in the hunt.
Not technically. They're in the hunt.
I don't like it. Their draft pick's getting crappy anyway.
Guess what? Right now? In the NFC, a losing record is in the playoffs.
Is there any chance Deshaun Watson wants to be in Detroit?
There is zero. Zero, zero. Now, Carlos, if he goes with Carlos, I don't know. Carlos had a masseuse. Deshaun's got masseuses.
What about the Jets? Deshaun, I don't want that.
Do you think Deshaun would want to call Carlos and say, hey, where's that one that breaks your ribs?
Look here. It's Cars for Kids.
She likes to be rough.
Oh, here we go. Cars for Kids.
I want one rough. Like
you know
that,
what?
Carlos.
The kids don't like rough masseuse. Not a kid in the world wants that. Not a grown-up in the world really wants that. And that has nothing to do with what Cars for Kids are doing. Cars for Kids, what they're doing is they're out there trying to work with Houston Can Academy. By the way, they're national, and they work with different groups in every city. And what they're doing is very important because the work that they do for groups like Cars for Kids or Houston Can Academy is they help, for example, in this case, young people who are high schoolers get a second chance at a diploma. Maybe they've had issues in the past that prevented them from getting that diploma. And Cars for Kids wants to make that happen. The way that they do that is getting you to donate your car, your truck, your motorcycle. It can be running or not running. In many cases, they're not even running. They come out there, they will haul it off your property, tow it off the property, and you get rid of that piece of junk maybe a vehicle you're not going to do anything with, and they will use that to help fund their programs. They'll give you a $50 Visa gift card when you mention ESPN 97.5, and you get a tax write-off so you can write off the car and not the kid. CarsForKids.org.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's go over yesterday's games. I mean, we mentioned it. Yesterday's games were.
I thought it was a pretty not great weekend.
Well,
for pro football.
Well, first of all, the Bengals are a real football team. They went through a lull where they had three straight games where they weren't very good. They're back after their bye. They have been a pretty damn good football team. I thought the Buccaneers and Colts game was a really good football game.
Well, let's go through real quick Thanksgiving Day. Bears, Lions, who cares?
That was awful.
Raiders beating the Cowboys. I mean, this is the Cowboys just really, I thought, screwed the pooch. Now, and the Cowboys are now 7-4.
After
7-1, they're now 7-4. But, you know, the Eagles losing to the Giants was a big one there. And the Bills over the Saints, the Bills got back.
6-1. And then 6-2, and then 7-2,
and now 7-4.
Now 7-4.
Yeah,
they've lost. Bills got back.
Bills got back on track. The Saints are just a mess right now, at 5-6 with no quarterback.
Their quarterback play was awful.
It was very, very bad. Jets Texans. We already talked about. You mentioned
that was just that was the highlight game of the weekend.
Ben Roethlisberger was bad. Joe Mixon was great from start to finish. T. Higgins is really starting to become. I mean, you got Higgins and Chase. Really think about this now. Joe Burrow has two guys on the outside and Higgins and Chase. Both of them are ball winners down the field. Both of them can play vertically. Joe likes to throw those balls. He likes to make reads, the safeties, and get the ball down the field, and they got a good running team. The whole idea about who must draft the tackle was just a fallacy. You are running the ball with your offensive line. You're getting Joe Burrow enough protection, and it's not a stretch to say the Bengals might be the best team in that division.
Listen, and that's the way they should play football. They ran the ball 38 times. They threw it 24 times. Joe Mixon had more rushes than Joe Burrow had attempts. Mm-hmm. That's the way they should play football.
Now, it's easy when you're blowing them out 31-3. It should be that way. But I think in general, you're right. Joe Burrow's not a guy that you want to saddle up for 40 throws a game. I mean, I think you'll get the most out of him when you can keep people off balance now, because you're running a ball. Well.
In college, he put the whole team on his back, though. But now, in the NFL, you don't have to. If Joe Mixon's running like that, run the ball. Colts, run the ball. What are you doing? That was the dumbest thing ever.
Getting away from Jonathan Taylor just because, it was tough at the beginning, but getting away from putting a game in Carson Wentz's hands instead of Jonathan Taylor's
legs, 16 carries, Carson Wentz, 44 throws. That's
and they
losing
were leading,
football.
They were leading for 70% of that game.
Yeah.
It's unforgivable. You can't do that. You got back on track and then once they went back to Jonathan Taylor in the fourth quarter, he ran 40 yards in the fourth quarter.
Right down the field.
That was a big loss for them. They're 6-6 from a playoff standpoint. The Bucs at 8-3. I know we go back and forth with who the teams are, but I remember when the Rams were the hot team.
Yeah.
When they beat the Bucs, not anymore. The Rams are not the hot team. The Rams lose yesterday to the Green Bay Packers. The Packers now 9-3. The Rams are now 7-4. Packers, Aaron Rodgers, solid game. Devontae Adams. You know, they went to Dillon. Dillon didn't run for a ton of yards, but they used him as a battering ram. Devontae Adams was very tough to cover. They really got out, and they were. That was a comfortable lead.
Okay, you got
the Packers and Bucks look like the two clear, the clear cut.
Well, look at the best teams. The only good team. Now the Colts weren't very good when the Rams beat them early in the season, but they beat the Buccaneers, and
well, so they beat.
And that's it. As far as good teams, they beat the Bears, a bad football team. They beat the Colts, like I said. They beat the Seahawks, bad football team. Giants, bad football team. Lions, bad football team. Texans, bad football team. They've lost to the Cardinals, good football team. They lost to the Titans at the time, good football team. At the 49ers, 49ers destroyed them. At the Packers, they lost. They just can't beat good football
teams.
Odell
Beckham cursed. They're 0-2 since adding Beckham. They've actually lost 3 in a row. I mean, that's a big, big problem right now is they've given up 28, 31, and 36.
Okay. Who do you trust more that's lost? The Cowboys have lost 3 of their last 4.
By the way,
four.
They gave up 28 to Derrick Henry-less Titans team, but that was Matt Stafford's interceptions that killed them there. But the 49ers smashed them, and really the Packers handled them fairly easily.
Yeah. Who do you trust more right now, the Cowboys or the Rams?
Golly. Cowboys lost to a reeling Raider team at home and got smoked at home against Denver. I probably still trust the Rams, I guess.
I guess Rams. That's a pillow fight right there. I'll tell you who I trust a lot right now is the Patriots. Holy crap, are they playing good football. They just manhandled the Titans. Just literally manhandled the Titans. Mac Jones is making good throws all over the field. He was efficient again, 23 of 32 for 310 yards. Not only is he managing the game,
they're starting to expand his role. Yeah, and that's going to be the real key.
Nearly 10 yards per throw.
Are they able to expand with Mac Jones in the playoffs? And I would have said, you know, it's hard to say yes. But now we're at a point where he's 16 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. That's 2-1, which is pretty good for a rookie. Quarterback rating a 97-1. But when you look at how he has played, he had a game early against New Orleans that was absolutely terrible. Over his last five games, here's his completion percentages. 51-4 against Chargers, 66-7, 82-6, 84-6, 71-9. He's got 6 touchdowns and 1 interception, and he's averaging 8.6, 8.0, and 9.7 his last 3 against Cleveland, Atlanta, Tennessee. Two of those defenses are not scrubs. Cleveland and Tennessee. Atlanta, and they're smashing people. Like, here's in their last 4 games, they've won 24-6, 45-7, 25-0, and 36-3. John, they've won by 18 points or more in all 4 of their last 4 games, and over the last 3 games, they have won by 23 points or more in each of their last 3 games. Yeah, you're right. 8-4. Bill Belichick. It's the return of Bill Belichick, basically, and a revenge tour saying, guess what? I got baby Brady, and look what I'm doing now. I'm the one that took him. You guys can fight over Zach Wilson and Trey Lance and Justin Fields. I'll let baby Brady slip right to me. You guys can all make fun of me and the vice principal, Mac Jones, which still to this day, him walking out to the stage, he did have that vice principal look. And there's like, just ordinary old Mac Jones playing really smart football.
Really,
and they're defending well. And
they're
a problem, man. They're a problem in the AFC right now. I'm not sure they're not better than the Bills.
Well,
we'll
find
out.
They got the Bills twice in the next 3 weeks.
Ooh, man, that's going to say a lot.
Yeah, it is going to say everything.
You know what? Is it possible that we're looking at the best team in the AFC right now?
Could well be.
New England?
New England might be.
It's not in the AFC South anymore.
It's not the Ravens.
It's not the Titans.
The Ravens
have
the best
Ravens.
Record.
It's not the Bengals. Right now, it's either going to be the Rams. I mean, it's either going to be the Bills or New England.
And the Bills look like crap.
It's not KC.
No, well, guess what?
I mean, I know our default is that the very little tells us it's KC. Really nothing tells us it's KC except the respect of the past.
Guess what? It's probably KC.
I don't know that KC's better than this team right now.
They're playing better football, that's for sure.
They are, and their defense has actually played well lately.
You skipped over a couple of games. How about how good Cam Newton looks in his comeback?
I'm back! Oh, that was one of the worst quarterback games I have ever seen. Did he end up 5 for 21 with 2 interceptions? At one point, he had as many interceptions as completions. He was like 2 of 14 or 2 of 11.
5 of 21, 92 yards, 2 interceptions, 1 sack.
Just 1 sack?
A QB rating of 5.8. On the other end, Tua had a rating of 108.3.
These guys have got to quit determining that quarterbacks are back and they're dead and all that after one game. Like, that was, they had to bench him and go to PJ.
He was the worst. That was the worst performance. One of the worst performances.
Now, he was good against Washington the week before in a losing effort.
And he was horrible this week. How about the Broncos and Chargers, both sides at 6-5 now?
Chargers
and the Broncos took care of that business.
Chargers look like frauds. Broncos at least have some wins where you go,
pretty good.
I mean, they smacked Dallas at Dallas. They smacked the Chargers really yesterday. They were in control of that one. Yeah. Denver is, you know, Teddy Bridgewater plays well enough. They have some defense. Even without Von Miller, they're sitting there in pretty decent shape to be a playoff team.
And the 49ers are also a playoff team right now.
Man, the 49ers, that has been a big, big comeback for them. They looked potentially dead in the water with two wins, and now what do they have, five?
Mm-hmm. Six. They're 6-5 now.
They get Elijah Mitchell back. He ran the ball really, really well yesterday.
Debo Samuel's a pretty good running back, by the way.
Debo's a really good running back. So is Cordarrelle Patterson. He had two rushing touchdowns yesterday for Atlanta, too. He's a wide receiver. They're like, hey, you know what? You're kind of a gadget guy. Can you do some wide running back stuff? Yeah, no problem.
Ty Montgomery started it. It's the Ty Montgomery position.
Yeah, Ty Montgomery.
It's 10:30 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776 to get in to hang out with us here on the show. If you're looking for a great way to get the kids outside playing, not on their Xbox or whatever, you got to get them outside. And how do you do that? You put in a goal, Dad, that the kids can actually enjoy, that you can raise and lower. I took a picture of – I had the Bronco for the weekend last weekend. I took a picture and sent it out, and people were like, look at that goal across the street from you, John. That's not a hoops goal. I'm like, you're right. You can tell a hoops goal because it's the best goal in the world. I mean, you know it's a hoops goal as soon as you walk up on it. It is by far, it's not even arguable, the best goal. And you can raise and lower it, and it's unrustable, and it's tempered glass backboard, and it's just the perfect goal for the kids that they'll love it. They can actually enjoy it, Dad. Please get them a hoops goal so that everybody can have fun and they'll actually go outside and play. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, I want to tell you that Texas Custom Patios can really put together an oasis for you in your backyard. When you take a look at their before and after pictures on their website at TexasCustomPatios.com, I promise you, you are going to be blown away by what they're able to accomplish in terms of just really making your outdoor space an outdoor area, a space that you want to hang out all the time. And whether it's an outdoor living area or an outdoor kitchen or a combination of the two, we're talking about a big screen TV that they include out there, sound system that's embedded into your roof. I've got a gabled roof, which is, you know, that goes upwards and gives me a lot of different space. You get your big fans put in there to help cool down the space when it's in the summer or the warmer temperatures. You can, of course, have a fire pit added, a fireplace added. They can do anything that you want, or they can do things that you never even thought of. But what it's going to do is give you a place that you love hanging out, and it's going to add real value to your home. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com to take a look at all the great designs that they've done, or go see what they did for me at TCPLance.com.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN. If Washington wins tonight over Seattle, they are tied for the seventh spot at 5-6 with Minnesota, Atlanta, and New Orleans. 5-6 for the final playoff spot in the NFC. 5-6 right now. That's how.
Well, I mean, it's bad. It's been bad over there.
Yeah.
And I would argue it's getting worse, except for the fact that San Francisco is a viable come-up team. You could still have three teams from that same
division. Well, they're 6-5. They're firmly in right now.
Oh, they're 6-5. That's right. Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Oh, so that's the two.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the two. Ooh. What is Washington?
Here's the three wild cards right now. The Rams at 7-4.
Yeah.
The 49ers at 6-5, right. And the Vikings at 5-6.
Vikings are a legit team.
Yeah, they are.
They've had a tough schedule. Vikings are a legit team. Vikings are probably the best of the best.
If Kirk Cousins could line up behind center,
it helps.
It would help. They had to call a timeout because he lined up behind the guard.
He's a... Yeah, I don't
trust him. Over in the AFC... Here's the wild cards. The Bengals, 7-4. The Bills, 7-4. And the Chargers, 6-5.
Hold on. Where are the Falcons right now?
Falcons are right there. The Falcons are 5-6.
They're up to five wins. So they're in the mix.
Yeah.
Falcons are in the mix. Washington is still in the mix, aren't they?
Yeah. With the win tonight, they're tied. The
Eagles, that was a bad loss yesterday.
Yeah, it was bad. They're 5-7 right now. They still got a bye. We still got 2 weeks of byes left heading into week 13.
Wow.
Yeah. We're gonna have four teams on byes in week 14.
In the AFC, you've got it is a little bit more of a dogfight for your third wild card spot there.
There's no question, though, the NFC with the Cardinals, the Packers, the Bucks, the Cowboys, the Rams, Baker, and actually the way the 49ers are playing right now.
Baker, Myles Garrett, and Stefanski could find themselves outside looking in. Matter of fact, Steelers right now they're
6-6 and clearly out.
Yeah. What are the Steelers now?
The Steelers are out. They're 5-5-1.
So Steelers, I'd have no problem with Steelers and Browns being out. The Browns are the wild card team because if the Browns messed around and get in the playoffs with their ability to run the football, Baker's playing so hurt right now. It's just, I mean, the quarterbacking play between Lamar Jackson and Baker Mayfield was absolutely horrific. It was one of the worst halves of football that anyone saw yesterday in that game. Lamar Jackson had 3 interceptions in the second quarter, and Baker Mayfield just couldn't even hang on to the ball. Baker Mayfield was terrible, too. It was bad, bad, bad quarterback. Baker's hurting his team. I'm almost to the point, you're not going to put Baker on the bench. Baker's hurt. His wife wants you to know he's hurt. Everyone tells you he's hurt. He's playing like he's hurt. I get it. You're playing through it. That's great. Don't you think they'd have a better chance to win right now if Case Keenum were the quarterback and you've just hyper-focused on running the football?
Well, I tell you who thinks so is Kareem Hunt's dad. Kareem Hunt's dad took to Facebook last night after the game. Here's what he said. Now I'm getting people on my Facebook saying I'm being like OBJ daddy. And I'm stating facts on football. And what we see, he's limping, he's scared to throw the football, and they know he's hurt. And they're going to keep listening, but he's hurt. They're going to keep listening. But if people don't like what I'm saying, unfriend me. I'm not jeopardizing nothing. I got a right to speak. I ain't posting no videos. Have a good day. Go Browns, hopefully. Is he scared? Is Baker playing scared? Is he threw a beautiful ball to Landry ran across the field, and he just threw a beautiful ball to him. But that was about the only ball all night. Did you see where the ball slipped out of his hands?
Yeah, when he double pumped and it turned into a fumble.
Oh my gosh!
I mean, Lamar tried to give them points. They gave it back to Lamar. Lamar turned it over again.
Right.
It's like, what are we watching? What are we doing here? What am I? Why am I? I could be watching Succession right now in real time, and I'm watching this.
Did you watch last night?
It was just Kendall's a douchebag.
Yeah, that was
the whole episode. Is let's show how big of a douchebag Kendall has become.
I think the whole show has really gotten it started great. It's really fallen off. Last few weeks have been weak.
Yeah,
four episodes. No, this season has not been great.
Not great.
No, I'm really getting. I'm starting to get off it. I'm going to continue to watch it. But
oh, I got one for you. Undercover. This guy who's an ecstasy producer, it's like he's Dutch, and his name is Ferry, and he's not a nice guy, and the people around him aren't nice guys, and this guy and this girl come together. They don't know each other. They have to be an undercover couple who tries to get in good with this group of people, so they have to find their way in. It's a good show.
Yeah.
Netflix recommended it to me, and Netflix did a good job on that one.
Thank you, Netflix.
Undercover is a good show. Definitely worth your time.
Undercover. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's better than watching yesterday.
Are you Browns versus Ravens? Yet?
No, but I will be.
Oh, you got to watch.
It's Hanks, right?
It's a Hulu.
No, it's Tom Hanks.
No,
it's Michael Keaton.
Keaton. Yeah. Michael Keaton.
Same guy.
No, it's not the kind same guy. Of. That's awful.
Kind of. Remember when
Michael
Tom
Keaton
Hanks
was excellent.
Was in when Tom Hanks was with he and Fonzie were in the morgue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they were that's Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton.
Yeah, see, I said Tom Hanks.
Add the mayonnaise.
Remember when Michael Keaton mayonnaise. Would dress up like a woman, and then they were switching place. Oh no, that was Tom Hanks.
No, that was Tootsie.
No,
Hoffman.
No. I'm talking about the show.
Oh,
Bosom Buddies.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
yeah.
when they dressed up like women because they were such believable women?
Yeah.
Now it's just like trans. No one's. You can just get in.
Yeah,
you're fine.
Yeah, no.
It's like, well, we kind of broken down. Like Tootsie. Tootsie wasn't really playing. I'd be like, yeah, what? But it's Dustin. It's fine.
All right. News of the weird coming your way. There's some stuff out here today, though. Watch it. Okay. We're talking about cannibals. We're talking about a woman just walking into homes and undressing. Would you like that? We'll find out on
the
other
side.
We'll find out on
the other side. Is there a mugshot that I can look at?
Yes, there is a mugshot.
I bet it's not good.
There is a mugshot that you will see on the other side right here. In the meantime, though, you got Craig DeSurf.
Craig DeSurf and Gulf Coast, Chevy Buick GMC. Great offers going on right now. It's the end of the month, so you got to make sure you take care of it quickly because by the time it's going to be over before you know it. And once that happens, well, too bad, so sad. The next month comes up. So if there's something you want to look at right now, make sure that you take a look at LanceZCars.com because all their programs are available on there right now. Once December hits, the new programs start up. And that may be what you want to wait for is the new programs that are coming up. That means that they'll find you great offers for purchase or lease. But here's the thing that I love. When you get a hold of my friends over there, you can talk to Rick Drenner or any of the sales staff over there, even online. If you say, listen, I'm not in a huge hurry. I want to wait until the perfect deal comes along. They can let you know when the perfect deal comes along. They can alert you to new programs that pop up on a monthly basis. And that's the kind of people that you're dealing with. You're dealing with people who want you to get the best offer possible and for you to be happy and buy your second, third, and fourth car. Tell your neighbors about Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com and take a look at all the vehicles they have in stock right now. LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet and Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 947 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5, John and Lance. Tomorrow, no Jimbo tomorrow. So we won't have, unfortunately, we're done for the season. I don't know that Jimbo would want to come on this show anyway tomorrow because, well, of the game, the game that happened. But a nice season for the Aggs, 8-4. And so no Jimbo tomorrow, but we will have – Dana said he's going to do Thursday. So we're going to talk to him on Thursday as we get ready for the big game against Cincinnati. A Florida woman walked into a home undressed, then hugs and sits on people.
I'm sorry. What now?
She undressed herself before sitting on multiple people, including several who were 65 years or older. 35-year-old Heather Cruz.
What do you mean several? Was she in an old folks' home?
She walked into a Citrus County home through a side door.
Yeah, home.
And she removed her clothing, exposed her genitalia before she grabbed and hugged the homeowner. It was a home.
Okay.
And then she started sitting on people.
What do you mean, on laps?
Yeah, on their laps.
Let me see.
There she is. Nope. Immediately you're out on this entire.
No good.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Nah, it's just a mugshot. I don't.
So no. Okay. So there are degrees of how much you will put up with something like this, right?
Just trying to be honest.
Okay.
You always put
if
up.
If she looks
more...
like her, no. But let's say she looked like Natalie Portman.
There is a history of people putting up with more from hot girls than hot guys.
Yes. No. It's absolutely.
I didn't make these rules.
Would you call the police? If she was hot.
No, you just say, I'm sorry, what are you doing here?
I'm sorry.
Remember, I'm the same one who, he'll start a whole thing, where my wife came in, she goes, why is this girl on my bed? She's like, she's trying to sell us, she's Mormon and selling us, I'm getting a great deal on a home. Remember that story I told you where the girl came and they were going door to door selling Remember the home monitoring systems?
Yeah.
Well, she just, I had the stuff I had to fill out. I was going to get a free home monitoring system. And she's blonde. She wasn't attractive. She was like maybe a 6.5. My wife wasn't there. And I'm like, yeah, because my wife will just tell anybody who comes to the door and knocks on the door, go away. And I'm like, okay, well, this sounds like a good deal. And
but why did she end up on the bed?
Because she goes, okay, show me where the doors were. You put here, 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 here's this bedroom. We need to do the windows there. and then here's my bedroom. We don't have to do them here. And she goes, so you want to, she had this folder. So you want to sign this? I'm like, yeah, I'll sign this stuff. Okay. So I sat down to sign it. And she like sat down on the bed while I'm signing it.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife comes in. Oh, I'm sorry. Hello. Excuse me. Excuse me. Can I help you with something? And I'm like, no, she's going to give us a free monitoring system. She's like, yeah, you can go ahead and leave my house now. We don't want your monitoring system. I'm like, oh, this is, I have just made a terrible, terribly naive mistake.
That's awful.
And then she didn't sit on me or anything.
Speaking of sitting on people.
Yeah.
No, she didn't sit on you one time. No.
No.
Speaking of sitting on people.
Trouble.
Clearwater man was arrested Thanksgiving morning. Apparently, an affidavit states that the sisters, two sisters, were using an exercise machine while the man, identified as 78-year-old Robert Dvorak, was waiting for his turn. Apparently, they were taking too long, so then he sat on one of the women who were using the machine. Okay, let's say it's a leg machine, and he just, instead of letting her get up, he just sat on her and then started working out. Do you think, now, at 78, you should be able to do whatever you want?
Well, you think you can.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want, you know.
Now, there's less of a chance of him being arrested at 78 than 48.
Yeah.
It's like, it's old people do crazy stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
But
I think it's okay.
But I would rather have.
Not
that
sit on
maybe?
People.
Yeah. Which one would you rather have, the first one or the second one?
Oh, probably the first one. Yeah.
Tough call.
Yeah. Turkish police are under fire. Well, apparently, they were firing rubber bullets at a march to end violence against women. I'm not sure this is the way you should end a protest against violence against women, you know, shooting them with rubber bullets.
It's an ironic twist.
It is an ironic.
There's the twist. The story has a twist.
Yeah, and that's it. Apparently, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's introduced a bill to award the Congressional Gold Medal to Kyle Rittenhouse. Do you think Kyle Rittenhouse should be awarded the Congressional Gold Medal?
I don't think that one's going to get through.
Okay. Okay, let's go back to the woman who undressed and sat on people. The guy who was waiting for his machine sat on him. Here's a woman. Would you rather have this one? A passenger claims that a woman was breastfeeding the entire flight. Do you have a problem with that?
The baby's hungry. How big
is
the baby?
It wasn't really a baby. It was a cat.
Now this is breastfeeding a cat for 1 second is too much. Okay, now this is truly news of the weird.
That is weird.
Old man sitting on somebody's kind of chuckles. I chuckle a little bit. I know we haven't gotten to cannibals yet. Breastfeeding a cat's going to be the winner today.
Right.
There's really nothing else you're going to tell me.
Yeah.
Breastfeeding a cat for a flight is going to win.
Right.
Can I give you one that's actually a sports world?
Okay, go ahead.
Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy's tested positive for COVID, and one league source said there are up to 8 positives in Dallas, which means that whoever they played against, the Raiders, are going to end up having positives too.
Yeah, that's not weird, though.
It's not news of the weird. It's news of them just trying to get it in before the end of the show.
Oh, okay. Here's one last one. A Haryana doctor. I don't know where Haryana is. It's a small country somewhere. He eats cow dung to purify his mind, body, and soul. Would you like to eat cow dung here he is eating cow dung to purify his mind, body, and soul. Are you somebody who believes that cow dung will somehow purify your mind, body, and soul? You're not. Wait a minute. You're puking because he's watching this doctor. It's a doctor. It's medicine. You can't argue with it.
It's not medicine. Eating cow dung's not medicine. No, I'm not that.
All right.
Get me to the cannibals.
Okay. Well,
didn't you say you had a cannibal
story? Yeah,
I had
a cannibal. After apparently the headless body falls out of a cannibal's car after a crash. If you're a cannibal, don't have a car crash. That's the moral of the story. Because you're going to get caught.
Is he just transporting dinner? What's he doing?
It was takeout.
Somebody sent me Carlos Correa. They didn't send it to me. I just saw Carlos Correa's follows. Like, who does he follow on Instagram? Here's who he follows. The Wealthy Lion, Billionaire House, Mansion Seekers, Luxury Home Markets, Lux Homes, Architect Pro, Millionaire Mansions, and Firm Homes.
Those are his follows?
I got news for you. Carlos has a thing for badass houses.
Oh, he's going to have a nice
one. And, hey, even if he stays in Houston, he's going to get badass house money.
All right, 9:56. We're done. Charlie Polillo's next. He's going to break down that Jets. 2 hours of breaking down the Jets Texans game. It's going to be nonstop hijinks and hilarity next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What about Maestro Dobell?
Maestro Dobell. It's tequila I was drinking over the holiday season. I was drinking the Añejo. I'm a big fan of how smooth and smoky it is. I like a smoky cocktail. One of the things I found was that you can make a great one, make a great Trinidad sour, but instead of using, I can't remember what it's called that you use for that, you can use the Añejo. And that is one of the things that I did over the weekend. The Añejo is just one of the many varietals that Maestro Dobell has. They have the Reposado. They have the silver. They have a smoked silver. They have what's called the Cristalino, which is their Diamante, which is they take three different types of tequilas. They charcoal filter it, and it turns into something that's absolutely outstanding. And I'm telling you right now, 11 generations of tequila makers are not going to get this wrong. And every time you have your own glass of tequila straight or you put it in a cocktail, you experience the difference. Maestro Dobell, wherever fine liquors are sold, experience the Cristalino with Maestro Dobell.
This is ESPN 97.5.